Good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm going to begin with an article, if I can find it, just about the time you think that they're done giving the world sickness, diseases. This is out of LouRockwell.com. Self-amplifying mRNA vaccines, a next generation of bioweapon? Question mark. Self-amplifying RNA is engineered to make more copies of itself once delivered into the cells. It encodes both the antigen of interest, for example, the COVID spike protein, and proteins that enable vaccine RNA replication. These are just next-generation bioweapons designed to reduce the population, possibly. According to the report by the Daily Exposé, a company called Meiji Seika Pharma released a statement on November 28th, almost a month ago, announcing that it had been given approval by the Japanese Ministry of Health to manufacture and market its Kostaive SA-mRNA COVID vaccine, also known as ARCT-154. Meiji Seika Pharma has entered into an exclusive partnership with CSL's vaccine business, CSL Seqirus, one of the largest influenza vaccine providers in the universe, to distribute the vaccine. Japan has now become the first country in the world to approve these new self-amplifying mRNA vaccines. With the approval of this vaccine secured in Japan, its developers are now seeking authorization in Europe. A regulatory decision is expected next year. Then it will be the United States of America, but Canada first. Zero Hedge reported approval was given despite the Phase 3 trial funded by the Japanese government, only testing the product on 838 people with no control group. This is important. The reason I'm presenting it is because these criminals in the governments, the corporations of the world, they cannot stop using people as guinea pigs. It's impossible. If you're going to do research on a creature, the creature of preference is man or woman, mankind. Additionally, the results of the trial have not been published. The manuscript is in preparation according to the Phase 3 study report. Much like the original COVID injections, the vaccine requires two doses, with the second being administered 28 days after the first, as well as a booster injection for the adults 18 years or older. The real question is whether or not these new vaccines can be used as bioweapons against the slave class. It's very clear that these vaccines self-replicate, so how does the process stop? The simple answer, it does not stop. If it is self-amplifying but not self-stopping, then we would expect an unceasing production of spike protein over time, causing continuous and cumulative damage until organ failure results. There does not seem to be any internal control limiting the production of spike protein. This would mean that the effect of self-amplifying RNA is equivalent to taking repeated doses indefinitely. This means if the ruling class can convince the general public to take these types of shots, they could use them as a bioweapon and let them slowly take out those injected. So everybody gets the terminal flu. This was out of LouRockwell.com, December the 18th, 2 days ago. Mac Slavo. This is just one part, just one aspect of the coming genocide of mankind. And we're going to go to the break in a few minutes. And after, I'm going to go to just a brief article. Israel has offered a new deal to Hamas to call for a week-long pause in exchange for 40 hostages. But you see, Hamas, they will not stop. They will continue. It's in their nature. It's in the spirit of that religion. The spirit of that religion is to take over the world, is to enslave the world. A world with Sharia law rather than the world with the laws of Christ. The laws of Jesus Christ are laws of freedom. The Sharia laws are laws to control, to own. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, podcast 1360khnc.com. We'll be back.
This is Tammy with Naturally Inspired Health Network. We created a group with real solutions for healthy living. Providers with products and services we trust. Need pain relief? Christy Sullivan, Vitality for Life. Want acupuncture? Debbie Ireland, Touch of the East. Looking for a medical doctor? Dr. Sharon Montez, Living Well Health Group. Solutions for health insurance? Wendy Scipione, MPB Health. NaturallyInspiredHealthNetwork.com. Connecting people with real solutions for health.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
The Blue Dragon Spa is a man-friendly spa, with women bringing their husbands and significant others in for pedicures all the time. Men's feet hurt too, don't forget. Blue Dragon Spa, 1811 Hoover Street, Suites A and B, Longmont, Colorado, 720-680-0492, 720-680-0492.
One of the most important things for veterans is to be heard, and VA is listening. Appeals modernization is changing the way VA decision disagreements are processed, for the better.
Veterans, if you disagree with an initial VA claim decision received after February 2019, you have a choice of three review lanes. Contact an accredited representative to help you decide which choice is right for you. For more information, visit va.gov/decision-reviews.
I can take control with VA's new, faster review process.
Where has the wizard been? He seemed to have disappeared in the Christmas season. The Wizard of Oz. Now, I'm not talking about the imposter president. I'm talking about Barry Satoru. Where has Barry gone? So continue with this article out of Homeworld News. Israel is ready to briefly halt its military operation in Gaza Strip, if the militant group Hamas releases more hostages. Axios and multiple Israeli media reported on Tuesday, citing officials and sources with knowledge of the ongoing negotiations. The proposal was delivered through Qatari mediators and reportedly envisages a 7-day ceasefire in exchange for the release of up to 40 women, elderly, and sick people. Hamas requested a complete cessation of hostilities. And this hostility, this is not his hostilities. This is war. And these hostilities are justified. The terrorists, the Hamas terrorists, continue to use civilians, women and children, elderly, as human shields. Put these people in front of them, and the attacks that Israel has to carry out. So, according to the broadcaster, the demand is unacceptable to the Israeli leadership, which vowed to continue the war until Palestinian military group is neutralized. And this will continue to happen. The Israeli military, they cannot allow the ceasefire for a day, because that gives time, even over 24 hours, that gives them time to restock, to regroup, reorganize, to set new plans or new sites to attack from in place. President Isaac Herzog confirmed on Tuesday that Israel is ready for another humanitarian pause and additional humanitarian aid in order to enable the release of the hostages. But the exact details of the deal have yet to be hammered out. The president insisted that the responsibility lies fully with Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar, who there presently have a price tag of, I forget how many, $250,000, I think, on his head. He's going to be found. He's going to be caught. 1,200 people killed by Hamas on October 7th. This was the most important war in Israel's new history since becoming a nation. This war that they're in presently is the war that is going to bring peace to the Middle East for Israel. This war is going to end when Damascus is destroyed and the Hamas or the Islamic terrorists in the surrounding Israel, Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, and within Israel, Gaza Strip, and the West Bank are neutralized. Yesterday, 2 days, 3 days ago, another war along the Red Sea by Yemen's Houthi terrorists began. I was reading an article. I didn't print it out. I should have. But it basically stated that the terrorists in Yemen, they are ready to go full out war against the nations that will assist the nation of Israel and the nations that will occupy or plan to occupy that region in the Gulf of Aqaba and the area going into the Red Sea, leading up to the Suez Canal. And like I had stated yesterday in an article, Operation Prosperity Guardian, America is going to protect the shipping lanes for these shipping these ships that carry these containers full of merchandise. The United States will protect those shipping lanes. This has given the United States another opportunity to put ships and military forces, the ships, aircraft carriers. So you have, they are policing the oceans and the skies. They're able to shoot down missiles, rockets, drones, leaving Yemen to bomb Israel. This is just the beginning. It's going to escalate. Eventually, Egypt is desperately trying not to to keep herself out of this conflict. I hate to say that, I'm sorry, not Israel, Egypt. Egypt is trying to stay out of the conflict. But it's just going to be a matter of time. Egypt is going to engage. And basically against the United States of America, not just Israel. Operation Prosperity Guardian. Now, there was another operation, and it is called Operation Sandman. Not many people have heard of Operation Sandman. It is a, it was a operation. The gist of it is, if all of the nations of the world, collectively, at least 100 nations, were to, at the same time, on the same day, stop trading with dollars, petrodollars, trading in petrodollars using American currency, at the same time, they could basically bring the United States of America to its knees. They can't do it in that fashion. It has already begun. Operation Sandman has already begun. It has begun with the concept of the BRICS network of nations. The initial five, plus an additional six, plus an additional possibly total of 20 by the end of 2024. The nations in the second and third world and fourth world countries, fourth world are the people that are just in prison. There is no world, there is no freedom, there is nothing but complete, it's just like being incarcerated. You are same routine 7 days a week. These people are very psychologically strong. And if they have Jesus Christ, they are an army, invincible army of people, empowered by the Holy Spirit in their hardship. Operation Sandman, if, let's say, 100 nations tomorrow would just say, okay, no more trade with the U.S. unless it's with gold, no more treasury bonds, no more U.S. petrodollars, America would be doomed in a month. But again, they're doing it country by country, nation by nation. The Arab states, Saudi Arabia, is not trading with petrodollars any longer. China and Russia. Russia set everything in motion at the end of the Obama administration. Thanks to Barry Satoru, Russia, through Vladimir Putin, I think it was in 2014, he was the first nation to stop using American dollars. He didn't need to. His economy was becoming healthy once again. He was able, through diplomatic measures, to begin to work with nations in Europe selling oil, gas, nations in the surrounding area, China to a degree, the Middle Eastern nations to a degree, but he stopped using dollars. And now China, India, many of these BRICS, all of the BRICS nations are trading amongst themselves with their own currencies, not using. They've unfriended American dollars. In about 11 days, there will be six more nations added to the new network of nations, the multipolar world countries, which will not use the American dollar. Japan, about a year ago, dumped treasury notes, treasury bonds, and then about a week ago, a little over, dumped, I forget how many billions more. Japan is basically out of the dollar business. Their economy has taken a hit, but they are beginning to come back. They decided, and they are, for the most part, an ally of the United States. This isn't going to sit well with this administration, but Japan knows that the dollar is worthless. And France is planning and has already begun to distance itself also from U.S. dollars. Germany would like to. Many of these nations in the Middle East have already. I think the UAE nations are dumping dollars. They don't want American dollars anymore. And what's happening is the bond market in this country is suffering. It looks like things are copacetic, things are okay. They're not. Things are dire. Vladimir Putin, he knew the only way to destroy the United States of America was to use its own strategies. The strategy is to destroy the power of the dollar. And how do you do that? You trade with other nations and stay out of the dollar system. Also, the greater strategy, another great economic power, China. And together, there's a partnership. The two together, using their economies, their militaries, are able to give and able to assist nations that are coming into the multipolar network, leaving the unipolar control network. We are watching things happen, and this cannot be reversed. It cannot be reversed. The American economy and dollar is doomed. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360KHNC.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Hi. Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Hi there, it's Kathy from J-Day's Appliance Sales and Service. I have a maintenance tip to keep your dryer in tip-top shape. Having good clearance in the back, not allowing the vent to be kinked, and check your outside vent for hot and heavy airflow. We're located at 132 East 7th Street, downtown Loveland. Call us at 970-669-1357. That's 669-1357.
This is Craig James from Just Inform Talk Radio, and I want to take a second to tell you about my friends over at TheFreedomPeople.org. If you guys haven't tried them, you need to give them a call today. All you have to do is go to TheFreedomPeople.org and set up your call. And what can they help you do? Well, through legal and lawful processes, they'll help you reduce exposure to the tax man or other bureaucratic bodies. They can help you do things like set up express trusts, which help manage your business assets and affairs effectively and privately, while helping you gain greater control of you and your family's future. It can also help you do things like set up private membership associations, which help you restructure your business in a way that allows you to run it exactly how you want. If you believe your children should be able to receive their inheritance without paying an arm and leg in taxes, and that taxes are unjust, the government ceases to represent the interests of its people. I want you to take a second today to go to freedompeople.org and schedule your call. Let them know I sent you, but more importantly, help make sure that your future is protected and that your business and your family are protected.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
If you enjoy having a real, live Christmas tree, then you might be surprised to learn there's a good chance your first horde of holiday guests may be the Christmas tree bugs that came with it. Tom and Leslie tell you how to spot and evict those holiday hitchhikers on the next Money Pit Home Improvement Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
All right. Now, I've repeated this matter of a multipolar world, a group of many nations that will trade together using their own currencies. Eventually, they will have their own digital system of trade separate from the World Economic Forum digital world, from the coming system that's going to be put, is going to be enacted here in this country. The Russians had already planned for a digital system separate from the system of the West. So there will be two digital systems. They will be able to communicate, but in the multipolar world network, the system that will be put in place, there will be safety measures so that no nation in the multipolar world, including China or Russia, India, that no single nation will control the multipolar system, the digital system. Also, it will eventually have a gold-backed standard. So there won't be just your fiat dollars like here in the US. It will have actual substance behind it. I know I'm redundant on this, but I'm going to tell you that the American people have to understand and will one day understand what has been happening in these two digital worlds. What is happening in the unipolar system and the multipolar system. The people of the world, the nations, even in this country, if you want to get your cash, your valuables, your wealth out of this country into the multipolar world system, you're going to have people knock at your door. The laws have already been passed that if you trade individually as a company, let's say that you manufacture batteries and you decide to sell batteries to one of the nations in the multipolar world system, you are considered an enemy. If you are trading using their currency because they don't want the dollar and you have to receive the yen, the yuan, the ruble, the rupee, you're going to be a target. This, Joe Biden signed a bill 3 months ago. If you trade with these other nations in the multipolar world system, you can have your home, your bank account, your company taken. They can seize it. We American people don't realize what is happening in this country. Now, I'm going to give you an example. My wife and I spent time on Kodiak Island over 10 years ago. And it's a beautiful little island, naval base up there, the Coast Guard. But there are Kodiak bears. And we're on the round to the north side of an island. And out where we are, you have to be careful even at 11 o'clock at night, it's fairly daylight. You can still see. The visibility is great. But you have to go out and you have to be careful because these bears are in the area. We go into town one day and here a bear had killed a cow, dug a pit, threw the cow in the pit to cook so it would tenderize the meat. This is what's up there. So you have to be redundant because there are bears. My wife and I went down to the beach one day. We were going to maybe do some fishing. And as we're traveling through a little group of trees, we see a big area right in front of us, just blood everywhere. And we're trying to figure out, and we see a leg, deer leg here, and a part of the deer over there. We're thinking, whoa, they're everywhere. You have to be redundant. You have to be careful daily because there are bears. I'm redundant with this matter of a multipolar world network. This is prophecy taking place along with other prophecies like Psalm 83, the Gaza War with Israel and the Hamas. It's in the Bible. It is a prophecy that is alive. The Vladimir Putin making Russia great. It is a prophecy in the Bible that has been resuscitated. It has been sitting dormant for thousands of years. And now Russia is a dominant force in the world. So dominant that this president of Russia put together a network of nations and they are trading with their own currencies, and this group of nations is the death knell to America's economic power. Vladimir Putin, he reverse engineered the strategy of a dynasty, a family, a ruling family, a powerful family in the United States of America. He studied this family, just like he studied Adolf Hitler and Adolf Hitler's daughter, Angela Merkel. He understood what was going on in Germany. He watched, he knew the history of Nazi Germany. He knows the history of the United States of America. He knows the history of Adolf Hitler's being the grandson of Solomon the Rothschild. He knows the great, powerful family of the West, the Rockefeller, or the Rockefellers, and he realized the Rockefellers put in an economic strategy that has been working, that has been very brilliant strategy with this country, a petrodollar, the trilateral commission, the invasion of Qatar, I think it was, in the late 60s, the invasion of Iraq in 2001. He studied the strategies of the Rockefeller family, and he reverse engineered those strategies, and now he is using economic sanctions on the United States of America. This is how brilliant this individual is, and this is in the Bible. It's in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. This individual was put in place, put in by God to make Russia great, to keep America from expanding into Central Asia temporarily. And also, Russia is going to cease operations in Ukraine to some degree and move to the Middle East. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton, or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
What type of financial advisor are you looking for? A lot of advisors work for some great companies that offer good products, but are they taking a close look at what truly matters to you? Most advisors are unfortunately one-trick ponies and come at you with the same strategy no matter what situation you are in. Most of the time, your advisor isn't even reaching out to you to review things and has no desire to actually build a relationship with you. You want to work with someone who's going to hustle their butt off and compete for you and make sure that you are maximizing your hard-earned dollars. I will work day and night for all of my clients and do everything in my power to deliver the best service possible. Reach out to me, Joey Jaquin, Joe Jaquin's son, someone who is going to compete for your business and truly aligns with your conservative values. You can reach me at my personal cell, 602-909-9048. Again, 602-909-9048.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, sent me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom. The count goes.
Nothing left to chance, all is working. That's Vladimir Putin. He's in the Bible, Ezekiel chapter 38, 39. Is he going to be the president of Russia when Russia invades present-day Jordan to destroy Israel, take over that area? I don't think so. I don't think he's going to run in March of this coming year, because I think he's fulfilled the duties that God has placed him in power to fulfill the orders that he's been given. He has been diligent and thorough. He has accomplished everything that is needed for Russia to be great, to the point where Russia could not be destroyed by the United States of America. Now, once Russia brings her military south to the mountains of Israel, then at that time, most of the troops won't be up north, and I wonder if the NATO troops at that time may decide to invade the landmass of present-day Russia. I think that's in the Bible. I will discuss that on Sundays on my program, the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program, from 9 to noon on Sundays. I will discuss in detail what the Bible says about the coming Russian war. Is the United States going to be involved? You'll have to listen on Sunday. I'll tease you today so you'll listen Sunday. The Lord Jesus said that there will be those people in the years before he returns, in the decade, that will be able to interpret the signs of the sky, the earth, the hurricanes, the tornadoes, the seas that are raging, the earthquakes taking place, the mankind losing its moral way. Mankind will become more violent, evil, hateful, murderers. Death will be the decade before Christ returns. It will be the decade of death. You can read the Bible. Christ, in the book of Revelation, warned the world what the children of the devil, when they come to power, what they would do. When the children of the devil would take the positions in governments, nation, internationally, there would be war. There would be death, death and hell. He didn't lie. That's why he gave the world the book of Revelation. It's to the Christian people, to show the Christian people what God is stating is going to happen, because he wants the world to be warned that the wicked would take over the world. Even Job said that in chapter 9 of Job. The earth will be turned over into the hands of the wicked. And the Lord Jesus gave the vision to John on the Isle of Patmos and showed him that in the book of Revelation, the world is turned over into the hands of the wicked, and we are watching the power of the wicked internationally, in this country, in the Washington, D.C., the seven hills of perfect evil. Not everybody, but almost everybody. But this matter of a unipolar world, the world, the nations that will be Antichrist-ruled nations. Antichrist will rule part of his kingdom, and the other nations that will work with him in this plan to rule the world in the United States of America. This is where Antichrist comes from. An Antichrist will rule this country, and you can't buy, you can't sell without the mark of the beast. But God said there would be another system, and that system is called the multipolar world nations. And because these nations will not basically yield to American policy, America's wishes, our rules-based order, because they won't yield, this country is going to go to war with these nations. We are setting up our navy in the Red Sea and the Persian Gulf. The conflict will be in the Middle East. Israel fighting her war against Hezbollah, eventually Hamas, the Houthis, everybody else. And then America is going to position herself, and already has positioned her navy off the coast of Israel, right off of Syria and Lebanon, in the Red Sea, in the Pacific, off the coast of China, in the Persian Gulf, because the United States, according to Bible prophecy, will use this opportunity where Israel is engaged in war and conflict. We will help Israel, fund Israel, militarily support Israel, but we have our own objectives as a country. Our objectives, our sight is on the Middle East presently, but eventually it will be upon Israel as a country. We can do more by controlling Israel than we can trying to control things out of Iraq or even Syria, because we have shipping capabilities if we occupy Israel, which will happen in the not too distant future. We'll be back in a few minutes. Close out the program. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Milliken, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
My Towels solved a problem that we've all had with towels. You go into the stores and they feel lotiony and soft, but then you get them home and they wind dry you. That's why I made My Towels. They actually work, they're soft, and they absorb. And now I'm excited to announce two brand new lines of My Towels. What makes them the best towels ever is they're now made with 100% long staple Shapir cotton. This is a combed ring-spun cotton that makes my towels even softer and more absorbent than ever. And now you get a six-piece set for an amazing introductory sale price as low as $29.98. So go to MyPillow.com, use your promo code
KHNC
to get my towels for only $29.98. Or you can get my designer premium line for just $20 more. Either way, you save 50% now on all my towels. They actually work. What a concept. This offer won't last long, so please order now.
MyPillow.com.
Higher rates, lower rates, negative rates, bail-ins, bailouts, and so much more. You know why you need to own gold and silver. At the Patriot Trading Group, we're a different kind of company. We have no commission salespeople, no boiler room sales calls, no high-priced spokesmen. We believe in treating you with honesty and respect and delivering you the best products at the best price. Buying or selling, call us at 800-951-0592 or go to our website at allamericangold.com.
What they do? They smile in your face
all the time. They want to take your place. The backstabbers,
backstabbers. They smile in your face
all the time. They want to take your place. The backstabbers,
backstabbers.
All you fellas.
And I'm going to leave with this song, The Backstabbers. I'm going to present something. I have stated repeatedly for the last couple of years that Donald Trump, his political career, eventually he will not run for president in 2024, that his political career is about to, it's complete. He's about to complete his political time on the American scene. And there are some backstabbers there that we see daily. Who's coming to stab Donald Trump in the back this time? Before it was Judas Iscariot, Pence, and Mike. Oh, I forgot his name. I see his face. All these people, except for a core of wonderful women, a few faithful people. But who's going to stab Donald Trump in the back? He won't be the coming he won't be the coming president. I don't think he's even going to be the candidate on the Republican ticket. I have a feeling, and I sense by what I've been listening to, that some of the people that may stab him in the back may be Alex Jones, possibly Roger Stone. How about General Flynn? How about even Elon Musk and Nikki Haley? So I just feel, by from what I've been hearing in the patriot world, but you have to understand that in the patriot world or in the Republican world, you have the rhino Republicans. But in the patriot world, you also have a cabal of very egocentric, egotistic desire individuals who desire to have power in the political scene, especially in the coming election. And I'm just not so sure that the people who say they are supporting Trump presently are truly supporting him. They may be giving lip service, but I think behind the scenes there may be a plan to bring an individual in that supposedly was a Trump guy, General Flynn, but that has been, like Mike Pence, he is a Fed agent. He is a part of the federal government. This is what I've heard. And I, in part, 80% maybe in part, believe it. The General Flynn, from what I have heard, and I have to believe it's true, from what I've seen of him over the few last 6-8 years, I wonder if this guy is MK Ultra. I wonder who his lineage, where his lineage, how far back the lineage goes to powerful people. I'm just presenting this to you because I have a feeling there are some backstabbers who are giving lip service presently, but secretly they are backing another potential individual who might have more sway to be an individual who could run on the Republican ticket and replace Trump. So I'll leave you with that. Let's visit tomorrow, see what transpires overnight. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com. Remember, backstabbers.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
This is Steve at Ramsey Auto Group.
Hey, this is Mike from Ramsey Auto Group.
Just stopping in to say hi, let you know that we're still open, still in business, and still rocking and rolling.
You know, if you're looking for a good car experience, come see us. We have old school values. We still operate by handshake. We're not pushy. We want you to be happy, and we have a great selection of trucks. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley.
970-443-5654.
970-443-5654.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.